Welcome to the Somatic Primer Podcast with Bryson, an ongoing cross-discipline dialogue of all things somatics.
Hello, welcome to the Somatic Primer Podcast. I'm Bryson Newell, your host. Before we begin, I would like to let listeners know that I'll be teaching an Introduction to Buddhism and Meditation course starting in September. For more information, please visit somaticprimer.com. On today's show, I had the pleasure to sit down with Shifu Wanli. Shifu began his life in martial arts at the age of 14 when he traveled to the Shaolin Temple and became a student. He eventually became a 34th generation fighting disciple of the Shaolin Temple. In addition to training at the Shaolin Temple, he traveled throughout China to study with various masters of Kung Fu and Qigong. Shifu specializes in Iron Shirt Qigong. He was invited to the West to teach authentic Shaolin martial arts and to teach at the Shaolin Temple in the UK. Shifu is the author of several books, including Instant Health, The Shaolin Qigong Workout for Longevity. All right, and before we begin, I'd like to again ask listeners to please go to somaticprimer.com and consider donating to the show. And to the listeners that are already donating, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. All right, and without further ado, Shifu Wanli.
Hi.
Hello, Shifu.
Hello.
How are you? Good morning. Well, afternoon for you. So, could you introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Shifu Wanli. I'm a 34 fighting disciple from Shaolin Temple in China. So now I'm living in the UK for 23 years. And I'm 52 years old.
So at the Shaolin Temple, wasn't it traditionally monks, and did that change, or was it always like you could either be, you could just be a layperson or a monk?
Do you want another real answer or just a full nice answer?
No, real answer.
Real answer. I only can tell what I feel because I'm 52. One temple is about 90. About 1990s, something like this. It means about 33 years ago. Yeah. At that time, Shaolin Temple is not open yet. You know, this means didn't have a lot of Western people or tourist people come there. So when I come there, you know, I'm training there, but nobody teaching you. Yeah. Even I have a master. Yeah, so you are studying with the Kung Fu brothers. So someone shares some sense, you just learn from them. Yeah. So nothing about money, no business. Yeah. So, but now is Shaolin Temple is, if you don't know, is how do I say, the business place. They've got martial arts school everywhere. And the Indian people, the monk, whatever they call themselves, monk or disciple, nobody knows. they just same. You go to some tourist place.
Yeah, it's a tourist place.
The people see with stuff. They say, "I'm good. I'm original." You know, everyone's original. You don't know which one's real. It's business. So at the moment to become this. And I just recently, I'm teaching online. I tell my students, I said, I'm teaching Shaolin martial arts, but I'm different. I focus the sense good for people. Yeah. When you learn the martial arts, you can see only Chinese martial arts can perform us. Not another martial arts can perform us. You know, you never see Taekwondo performers. They perform kick some things or fighting, yeah, or Thai boxing. The performers for part work, or they do the short fight. Only Chinese Kung Fu or Shaolin, they're on the stage, like circus. You know, it is sad because I'd be rude. It is not this. It's not so. no soul inside. You know, even a lot of people that learn the Shaolin martial arts, and sometimes people never ask, what do you want? You want to learn that form? You know, you want to learn the form for what? For your health? Or, you know, complicated. Yeah, because you guys start very late. You know, someone start maybe 40, 50s. You know, they start very young age, 10, 11, or 20s. You know, they're still young. They can learn forms. Yeah, they learn form for what? You see, if you don't know what for, then you see what they're doing for. They're doing for performance.
Right.
It's like a dancing, yeah, correct?
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah? But we don't, because we catch our eyes. So sometimes people lost. They don't know what they want. They think they know, they don't. This reason when I'm teaching students a performance, qigong and fighting, only two things. I don't focus form. I said you can spend your life to learn different forms. It's not work for you.
Yeah.
Your body in the day, with daily life, what do we need? We need to come on the street. If you want to run, you can run. If you want to play football with your kids, you can. So we body be able to join the life, you know, to do some, what's it called? active. You can do in different sense, pick up sense, you know, coping, carry sense, you know, you rely to your body. Yeah. When you do the forms, what they give to you, they make you stronger? We don't ask. We don't. We just say, same I teach one-to-one. I say, when you're starting with me, yeah, you pay a lot of money, but you didn't learn anything. Yeah, why? Because I need to build up a foundation. When you build a house, you only see the overground. You cannot see the underground. Correct? But without underground, you can't build. This reason, people think they're learning some things, but they don't realize you don't have foundation. It's me, you didn't learn. You learn nothing. You cost your money, cost your time, make you short-term happy, but you don't know. You bloody learn the rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's always one of the reasons I was attracted to you and what you teach. I like your philosophy, because I see a lot of people, and I myself have ran into students and teachers in the West that are just learning movements, but they don't have a foundation. And it's rare to find somebody's teaching like the foundational stuff and not focusing so much on the forms. I think that's really beneficial, because people are still very confused. They hear the word like Tai Chi or Qigong, and they just think it's waving hands very slowly around, but there's no real substance to the practices. And so they have a very limited understanding of what these traditional arts can give people.
Yeah, it's not that sometimes it's both way. You know, because the teacher, good teacher to make you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It's wake up. So you wake up because some things you know is real. The conscience. Yeah, you sleep, wake up, they tell you something what you need to do. They let you find your weakness. You're lazy, you don't have discipline, you don't have strength, whatever it is. Yeah, wake up, then you need to make yourself know who are you. It's your job, understand who are you. Yeah, find your weakness. Same, the Tai Chi, when people teach, good teacher, build a foundation. Bad teacher, fuck you, they teach you movement, sorry. Because I don't like this, because I don't like, but people don't like foundation. It's boring. If someone says, I want to learn fighting, I say, go run every day. Push up, after do strength training, you punch back, you sparring, you condition your body, you repeat, you know, since over again. Yes, in boxing, they practice jab, cross, three punch, year by year. Yeah. They don't find it boring, because they know what they're doing for. They try to make the body become weapon, you know. Without the foundation, without the stamina, without the speed, without the strength, nothing there. You don't have. Doesn't matter how good your punch is. If without these three things, you are not good. Yeah. Basically, they build up foundation and foundation and foundation and foundation. Nothing, you know, fancy, simple. But we don't. We want something fancy. We eyes is hungering. We don't know. We don't ask our body what he need. You just ask what he want, you know? It's crazy.
Well, that's a good point that you bring up. So there's this difference, I think, sometimes, and people aren't so clear. There's the external looking and wanting versus being able to focus internally and ask the body. I think when you say this, some people don't even know what you mean, because so many people are disembodied. Like, they're not even in their bodies. They have no relationship with their body.
Exactly. Exactly. People with the technology kill as imaginations. They think technology brainwash imagination. They don't. They kill. So we are the animal, you know. We live in the house. And like somewhere is jail. People don't know how to cook food. They don't. Most people, you know, young age, they don't know how to cook. They rely to restaurant. So basically, you eat some things, but you don't know what it is. You don't know where it come from. You think you know what it is. It just look like it's. Same, you buy the apple you eat. I say, it's not apple because not taste. At a young age, it's apple taste to change. They can't change. They cannot be changed because you can't. But they change because they want the apple grow fast. Yeah, the technology, you know, I give you an example. Someone tell me what you think about supermarket. They don't have people. They use a machine to work. I say, I'll be rude. I say, fuck. We are the people. We make technology not try to make our life lazy. Try to make... We got time to enjoy life, but it's kill. You know, we don't want to pay people to work. Some talk to us because they don't want to pay. You know, we have a washing machine. Washing machine kill our hands. Yeah. So we think we hand free. We in the internet every day taping, try to do some things. Then we kill our neck, shoulder. Yeah. So the technology, if you don't know how to, if you don't know control, you will kill yourself. Same people do the Tai Chi. They think the beautiful. They just copy the movement, beautiful. Yeah. They don't know what they need. Yeah. People ask the teacher, you know, I give example. I tell my student, you need to do this. You need strength. And he keep asking me, how do I get strength? I say, I show you every day. I say, I don't want you come to see me. I teach you how to do push-up. First day, second day, 1 week, I can. But in the day, you need to do. You cannot with me every day. You are not my son, not my kids, not my family. I can't. Doesn't matter how much you pay me. Because, how do I say it? For example, you pay me £200. You do one-to-one with me. I teach you push-up for 1 week. It's okay. But every day, I feel it's not deserve £200. Because you can do by yourself. Nothing about money is time. You make my energy go to somewhere I shouldn't go. So I tell them, no, I don't want to do that. If you want, you find some personal trainer. They want your money, they do it. Because I don't want myself to become a businessman. Because you pay me, I do what you need, what you want. You know, because you don't want to change. You let me to change you. I can't change you.
I always think too, so when these arts were developed, you know, 1,000 years, hundreds of years ago, whatever, the lifestyle was so different. Everybody was in better shape. They had to work every day, and like you said, they'd do their own laundry. They couldn't rely on technology. The food didn't have chemicals. It, just day-to-day life required more physical exertion. So then when they came to the martial arts, they were already more prepared than people today, because it seems people today are just not in good shape. They're weak. They're bad diets, like you said. Their mind, they're disconnected from their body. I mean, you're really starting from a very lower place than the people who created these practices.
Yeah, and yesterday, before yesterday, I have one interview with someone called the Qigong Master. He told me, he said something. He said, Qigong for your mindset, Qigong for your organs, Qigong for bala 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 bala. Qigong is Qigong. Qigong didn't Qigong just try to make your body healthy. Okay, then we, because we want to become business, we make different angles. Qigong can make you less stressed. Qigong, da, 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 da. I think thousands of years ago, when people don't have that kind of stress, trust me, they don't have. Their life very simple. Probably their body is weak, you know. But they not have stress, nothing else. We stress for nothing. We stress for someone judge me, say you rubbish, even you don't know them. Yeah, you put something online, people say, fuck you, Yan Li, you rubbish. So you're angry for someone you don't know. So you don't ask yourself why. You don't know them, you know. We don't. We are emotional, you know. I'm saying is, I can't argue with someone say Qigong for this, for that. It's their business. For me, well, practice Qigong is practice Qigong. I don't want to know what for. Because yeah. My body will know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good point.
So we Sim, you said people that they want to lose weight. For example, they're overweight. They said, hey, tell me if I do this, you know, how many days will it take me to lose? I'll be honest to you, if I'm not from Shaolin, if I don't want to be plat, I say, fuck off then.
Yeah.
You never ask you how long make you be body like this. You don't never ask yourself. When you have a problem, you kick a ball to someone else. You say, can you tell me if I do this? Why I need to tell you? It's not my job to tell you. Your job to find if you do this.
Mm-hmm.
4 months, 2 months, what's the result happen? Correct?
Yes, that's right.
We don't have patience. And we destroy our body. And we want someone to fix it. And someone want to fix you, you ask the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell master, when you have the dream, when you have a target, never ask yourself how long will be take. You just, doesn't matter. One day maybe you don't reach your dream. It's fine. Most people don't reach their dream. But you need to have, because they don't make you lose direction. Same, I go to America. I use my foot, I'm walking day by day. I know if my right direction is correct, take my time. If I stop, it means never. Correct? Yeah, but we don't. Everything we want to know, why, how long, blah, 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 blah. You know, we don't have patience. We can lie down, watch the, you know, use our phone to find some things for over and over. And we think we're busy, but we're busy for what? You don't ask yourself, we're busy for what?
Wasting time.
Yes.
Yeah, wasting time.
Time and result you don't know.
Yeah, there's no results.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So when you, so if we can revert, go back a little bit. So you entered the Shaolin Temple when you were quite young and you were practicing very, very vigorously and you did... so you did have actual real teachings when you were there, right? You learned a lot. Like in your bio, it talks about, you know, every day you're up at 5:30 and you're training all day, all day, all day.
Yes. I'm not just training the temple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm training the different martial arts school.
You traveled around to find different teachers.
I travel around because I want to learn the fighting. You can't fight in the temple. You know, you can't go to some temple, you're fighting there. So you go to the school. So you go to different school. Because that time China only have the sensual fighting. So different school learn different sensual fighting technique, sparring, fighting, this kind of stuff. And also since I'm started Shaolin, in first year I know the forms is rubbish. You say rubbish is, didn't mean that rubbish. I said rubbish is, for if you want to fight him, you not have to learn forms. You not have to. Of course, they help you, but to help you at the same time, if your young age is fine, you build up your flexibility, coordinations, yeah. But how do I say it? I can't say waste time. I just mean you don't have to do this. You can straight away, you know, like a boxing, you just straight away learn how to punch. Yeah. So they straight away to the point. Go and learn the form. If you don't know what it is for, you say, I want to learn form, just make my body flexible, get some coordination, good, then I'm fighting, then you have the plan. If you don't have plan, you mean you keep learning different forms. Yeah, basically you learn different dancing. And then result is you don't have soul. Because it's not soul. Martial arts soul is fighting, you don't have, yeah? If you know you don't have, okay, because you like, it's fun. But for me, it's not. I learn martial arts, I go to the street, someone beat me up, I say I'm 25 years, someone number 20, they beat me. What for? Do for? Do what? Try to say, make my body stronger, I can play basketball, football, running, jumping. Why, you know, why I do this? You know, people, it is a horrible way to tell people short form is no good. Yeah, I didn't mean I turn backwards. I say if someone know the forms, see when I teach people forms, I know which one is useful, so I change them, make it become the modern useful, because it's my job to make sense simple. A lot of Chinese Shaolin forms, they have the fighting technique inside, but they're heading inside. Why they're heading inside? Because of history. You know, before we don't have a gun, we use weapons. So government scared everyone know how to fight. They look at their play the form, the play. You don't know, what's called, Brazilian dancing, the martial arts dancing. I can't remember the name. You know what I'm talking about, yeah?
Yeah, capoeira.
Yeah, capoeira, yeah. So same, the heading, the movement for fighting, the dancing, yeah? Same, but not the history. Slowly, nobody know which one's useful.
Right.
Because only you keep fight, you see the technique there, you got experience. You say, okay, this one, I know why he do this way. You get it. Because I'm fighting, I'm sparring all the time. I see some trees, some movement. I know what's this for and how to change them, how to make it simple, suitable for a fight. But most people, they don't. They don't know. And even they don't want to know. They just... I tell my students that when you go to some Shaolin martial arts school, you know, they teach you forms. You ask them, can you fight? They say, of course. Not that. Because when you go to school, you tell you even, I go to a lot of Shaolin schools, even don't have one punch bag there. How do you fight if you don't have the training for fighting equipment? No, zero. Yeah, basically, every day you punch, kick the air. You're sparring, you know, nothing, no sparring. Same, I teach you to drive a car. You never see the car. How do you drive a car? Is that right?
Yes, you're 100% right. So when you were training in China, so where did you learn the Iron Body teachings? Not at the temple then. You had to go somewhere else to learn that?
No, I learned this in the temple.
So oh, you did?
Yeah, I'm a Kung Fu master teacher. When you do this kind of training, it's very simple. Teach you some things, forms. Qigong form, yeah. This kind of thing is useful. You just need to be stubborn. But same, you have to know why you learn this form. You're for fighting, for performance. So people see me do the performance, broke stick. I'm doing for other people, for the stage, for the TV, for the karma, and not for me. I don't like that one. Because you broken that stick, you'll be able to work. And people kick you, punch you different. You never see boxer do that. Because they do it the way, it's just different. They do the different way. Yeah, someone do the Shaolin steel jacket. Never see someone let someone punch them, kick them, you know, real fighting. Not say, are standing there let you do it. You're fighting. Yeah, fighting is about your stamina. You lose your stamina, your condition is gone. You're not tough. You're not energy. You can't take the punch, kick. Yeah. Yeah. So this reason when I'm teaching Shaolin subject, I tell them number one, stamina. You don't have. You just practice some empty sense skill. You learn the qigong form just for health, to condition your body health. But you're not real. Don't think you are real. Not. Yeah. The test your last minutes, not first minutes.
Yeah, so I think some people will be familiar with that. They saw your on National Geographic. I think it was on National Geographic where you were doing the test at the British Science Museum, and they did the tests on you as you were. And you were saying in there that you were using your mind to not get injured when they would hit you with these steel bars and stuff. And I think people in the West are a little confused sometimes over this practice. So I know that it's obviously you're doing a hard work every day and you're getting the stamina up and you're taking the hits. But then there's also, is there something else going on there from your training, from meditation or anything?
You can't say, okay, later on we'll talk about meditation.
Okay.
So when you do this training, basically we are human, you know. Your body just can take second hand a heavy punch kick. Yeah, for example, I'm fighting about 65. The 65 people, the kilo, save my kilo. They punch me, kick me. The professional, doesn't matter how good you are, I can take it. Yeah, if someone 75, 95, I can't. Too much. They're too much bigger than me, I can't. Limited. If someone not martial artist, they're normal, they're not good. For example, they're just normal, not good fight, not top one. I'm fine. I still can. Yeah. It just mean basically you try to make your body like mirror. You can your body like mirror when they see the sense, in fact, you know, out. When people punch you, kick you, your body starts to react because you're training all the time. Your body wants to go inside. It's not about your mind. It is time. It didn't mean you say I send the energy to my mind. No,
that's not what I mean. I mean, like, so we were talking earlier about being disembodied, like meaning like a lot of people's thoughts are just thinking outside and they're distracted all the time. And then you said like, you have to ask your body what's good for it. You have to learn to listen to the body. And so this is what I mean, like being inside your body with your mind is like one thing and being disciplined in that way, because most people are like, always thinking or they're not listening to their body. They're, you know, they're emotional like this.
Yeah. Yeah. I said similar sense. I said, because English is not my first language. Basically I said, you find that this direction is correct. You just need to keep going.
Just keep result doing it. Come. Yeah, that's right.
So yes, we want the result to come.
Yeah.
But if the result didn't come, you never ask yourself, do you put enough time or not? We don't. We opposite. We don't have patience. And we don't have patience. We want more result. Same, people ask me, do you, meditation or not? I said, depends. If number one, you ask yourself, why are you meditation for? Yeah. You for make your mind peaceful? Yeah. Which sense can take your mind peaceful? You say, for example, when you're in the bus, you sit on the bus, next one play the music very loud. Being bothered. Yeah, you've been bothered. So what do you want to do? You want to tell them to shut up? Or you just say, I don't want to make trouble? Yeah, but doesn't matter what you want. You inside have war ready because they bother you. If you don't meditate, you go to temple, you go to jungle, whatever it is. You just train into meditation. Get a result. You can stay the jungle, focus, peaceful, because that place is peaceful. Nobody's there, not sounds. You can. But it's, for me, it's not meditation. It's not. Meditation is doing things. So I teach my students, I give my heart to them. This is my meditation because I focus. I want to get a benefit. My heart didn't go anywhere else. There, I'm here. I don't go. So when things happen, I make decision. It's meditation for to make your body don't have the war, don't have the emotions. You use your brain, use your, not use your feeling, use your mind to control everything. Yeah, meditation, without doing, you have this result. You just do the, you just bloody do the rubbish because, you know, can you go to nightclub meditation, see that, you know, that is good, you are good, you don't, yeah? A lot of people tell me, say, I go to the Indian to meditate for 2 months, I feel so good. I said, tell them, you go to nightclub one day, your result will be gone. Simple. Yeah, you test your result. I mean, doing things to check you concentrate or not. Not try to, you go to temple, you run away. Why you go to temple? You run away. You can meditate whatever you are. I don't know what makes sense or not.
Yeah, very. It's more, you're saying it's just very practical. It's like you just train in patience and being in your body. And though it doesn't matter what situation you're in, constantly maintaining your mindfulness so that you have peace and you're not bothered by the external circumstances.
Yeah, exactly. See, when I teach recently, I do the summer camp. So I have one student and I ask them to hiking. I say, everyone tired, go hiking for 1 hour today, they're hiking. The morning very early because we live in the village, you know, the next big park, international park. She wants to stay last because people talk, bala 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 talk. She's very bothered. And she said, I just want to listen to both singing. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, why birds didn't get bothered? Why birds still singing? So you didn't find a way, you didn't find a positive way, you find a negative way. You want people to shut up, but you don't realize you can't control them. You mean you also cannot control yourself. If you inside don't have a war, outside the peace. Sometimes we see someone suddenly they be mad. Why? Because they inside have the war, but you don't know what it is. Yeah. So sometimes we say, I tell myself, shut up, don't judge people easily because you don't know the story. You don't know why. Same the bird singing, you want to listen to bird singing and the people talk. What? You never think the bird still singing. Why they don't be bothered? You be bothered. It means you inside have problems. I'm not saying I don't have. I'm just saying it. The sense always have the, not one way. Always have two ways, yin and yang. Two ways. We choose the way we want to choose. We choose the way say people talk too much. And I cannot hear the birds singing. We don't choose the way, see, people still talk too much and the birds still singing. It's really peaceful. We don't. Same sense is, we always find a way in the life. I'm talking about myself as well. Ask yourself, Since you come to school, you're studying, do you have a target? You say, I want to go to the best university. Yeah. You ask, do you have or not? Your life, you married. Do you ask yourself, really, you fall in love with person or not? And if you have kids, do you take responsibility or not? Have you independent life? Do you have independent skill or not? You know, this question I can ask yourself. A lot of people is no. They don't have. They go to school, they don't have target. They never think they need to go to top school, they don't. They come to work, they get a rubbish job, they never ask them why you got a rubbish job. Because you don't have skill. You don't want to work hard. Yeah, you with someone married just for your body, not for your mind. Yeah, reason, we have to, the life, you have to have something, you have to have a dream, that they make you rich or not, because they give you the direction. Life, you have to find someone you love, at least one person. Maybe you cannot be together because you understand what means love. Yeah? life, you have to have responsibility, because if you don't have responsibility, you never feel guilty. If you don't feel guilty, you mean you are not a human being. If someone is suffering, you never feel suffering because you are not fucking not human. You are the, I don't know what it is. You are not. The animal with people different because we are human. We got kindness. We see some things, we have kindness. We feel suffering. I see you suffering. You know, I can do something, I will do. The animal will not do that. So, you know, the wolf kill some animal, the tiger will not stop wolf to kill them. People will. If you kill someone, if I can be able to help, I will do to stop you. Yeah? This reason we kindness. If you don't have this kindness, then you ask yourself, China, we said most rude things tell yourself you are not human, but most people were not human. Sorry. I don't know. Maybe I'm speak too strong.
No. This is, I think it's very important, everything you're saying, because these are all the what you call fundamentals. It's not just like the stamina and the physical, but there's an also kind of a mental human stamina here, like patience and kindness and responsibility and having a purpose in life. And that means every day then you'll get up and you'll work hard and develop things that you need to help you go on that way, instead of just, well, I do Tai Chi because it'll make me healthy, but I don't know why I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
I have no real purpose in life.
Yeah, exactly. You said, I agree. I will tell my student, we life every day different is because we every day we want to be better.
Yeah.
The without dream, without kindness, you cannot be get better without responsibility.
Right.
Yeah. Same. People, you know, I said to them, what things make you scared? Death? Are you scared of death? They say, yes, I'm scared of death. I said, if everyone's scared of death, if you can't have, if you not die, you will do everything you can.
Right.
To keep alive. Is it true? No. Mm. Example, if your parents want to save their children's life, some parents say, I won't die, I want to kill my children.
Right.
I mean, death is not number one, make people scary things. Mm. If you think that way,
mm-hmm.
People don't think that way. We mentally think, death is the most scary thing. But if we look deep, life, not. It's mm-hmm. not. So what sense makes most scary sense? Responsibility. You mm-hmm. feel guilty. Mm-hmm. You see something you don't do, you feel guilty for your life. Your children need you, you're not there.
Right.
You feel guilty. It's all about kindness. You result of this. You know, someone, for example, on the street, someone kill someone jump to save your life, and they die.
Yeah.
You tell me, you say die is number one scary. Why are they not scary?
Mm-hmm.
Why they do that? Do you know that? Do you think they don't know? They know, because they are human. The life sometimes we lost because of technology. Same. I ask my nephew. He said, uncle, I'm really interested in Chinese traditional culture.
Mm-hmm.
I said, tell me which traditional book you read in your life. You went to university, you know, you have good education. Which book you read? Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, if you want to read some traditional books, read someone died. Not someone on life.
Uh-huh.
Died thousands of years ago, these people write a book, you read them. Yeah, because mm-hmm. inside, no fucking story, no, just about life.
Mm-hmm.
Now you read someone's writer as a book, most books waste time because they copy each other. I copy you, you copy me, you know, blah, 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 everyone copy, then link together, one book.
Yeah,
it's not same Chinese, same, you know, mm-hmm. you have to read, same, you choose the example. I tell them, don't choose the example. I like you, for example, if you're on life, you will change. You're not something. Because maybe I like Mike Tyson.
Mm.
But Mike Tyson raped a woman. He's fucking rubbish. He have good skill. But I know only respect skill. I don't like his action, whatever he do. It's not me, I don't like. Yeah. But this means if he's my hero, he's not my hero.
Yeah.
he have good size because I'm adult. I'm judge people from two ways. I yeah. say, tell to my nephew, if you want to find a hero, find someone pass away. Because you yeah. see the whole history, what he did. Oh,
yes, yes, the good and the bad.
Yeah, you know, then you say, he's my hero. I know why he do bad. I know, I understand, you know?
Yeah.
This is hero, not someone on life. They're yeah. not, but you don't know next day what he's doing. You don't.
I see. Yeah. So the full scope of a human being's life, so all the struggles and the learning process, so the growth, you get to see the whole development of the person, and so you get a more true picture.
Yeah. So why, it's nothing about martial arts, because I'm from temple, I do this martial arts, I'm training all the time. You need something can make you keep going. You see the boxer, famous boxer, they keep going, two things. Money or love, because they got millions of pounds money. Yeah. If you keep going, they don't get anything. It must be love. Is that right? They got drive, they got soul. They on the way. I don't know what they want, but I know one thing. They follow. Doesn't matter, they win or lose, they don't care. This is life. You in the right direction. Yeah, I tell my students the same. Which sense make you direction? Soul, strong soul. You know what why. Yeah. Sorry, Sim, you said every day you want to change, make better. To reach, you reach, not reach, is not a business. You do not do is your business. Yeah. So it's same. I tell my students the same. I say, I don't want, same I do online teaching course. I say, I don't want you follow me every second course because most courses, everything a little bit similar. Yeah, but always try to make you, doesn't matter if you do my online teaching, the fitness is number one. Doesn't matter what Qigong, whatever is. Always, you never say someone just do the Qigong. No, always have different, anyway, I put physical exercise in. Because I know this is foundation. If you don't have this, I waste my time. Waste your time or not, I don't know. If I do this, if I give you empty movement, I know I waste my time because I know you will not get it. I explain to you this reason is because this is same me. Yeah? When I want to give up, I got my insight. Tell me, what's happened if I give up? You know, I have soul, I have direction. You know, the Western people say, be yourself. Yeah, you don't need to care what people think about you. But the question is, do you know yourself or not? They never ask themselves. When people tell you, say, be yourself, I just want to ask you, do you know yourself or not? Yeah, if you know yourself, you will not say, be yourself. You need to say, find yourself first. Ask yourself, do you want to be like this or not? Don't, because we want freedom. Freedom means be yourself. We say follow nature. What's mean follow nature? In the tree, you see the tree die. You don't know how hard he fight, not die. They do everything they can to keep it alive. Then people say follow nature, it means, you know, you get, you don't get, you don't get. It's fuck. This means everyone just lie down, you know, just follow the nature then. We not. But people like this can talk. They think it's philosophy. The boost, they become the water. Water? Somewhere don't have water. What can you do? You know, it's a joke. Yeah? The river, the sea, the lake, you know, the bottle, different water, be water, which water you want to be, tell me which water you want to be. It is because of philosophy, people like these words, be water, follow. Water didn't follow, water is conquer. The water conquer, they meet a mountain, they went over the mountain, they just prepare the power, they're getting higher, the same mountain they passed. But end the day, water will go to lower place. Yeah, they not follow. They didn't follow. They just go to dance that lower place. Yeah. people say, I tell master, if you want to respect, people respect you, you go down. Look like water, you go down. When you go down, people respect you. If you think, fuck, I'm the number one.
That's right.
You finished.
Ah, yeah. Arrogance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same. You when you talk to someone, someone very successful, you talk to them, you will feel these people make you feel comfortable. They don't make you feel you're very low because they make themselves go down. They reach you higher. Yeah, they push you go up. This is life. Same. I'm teaching my students. I sparring with them. I'm not trying to beat them up. I have to give them confidence. Yeah, I beat you a little bit, you beat me a little bit. I have to make you feel you're getting better. This is the help. My job to make you better. My job not kill you confidence and say you're rubbish. I can kill you easily. It's not me. Yeah, it's not the person's job. My job is to make you find your weakness. You have confidence, you know, make you grow. Yeah, make you humble. You know, I say make you wake up. It is. That make you, when you wake up, you need to find yourself. You know, you someone that don't know, someone sparring with you, they say, oh, I can beat this man. You don't ask yourself why you can beat him if he's really good about these things. Must have a reason who he let you, because he give you something. He wants you have confidence. I tell my students the same. I say, when you're sparring with someone, they're not good. You don't use your best skill. Use something you're not good to practice. You give some people chance. Let them get you. You pretend, let them get you. Yeah. You training with me, for example, first day, let's say sparring, I beat you, look like rubbish, looks like a punch bag. They kill your confidence, kill your belief, you know? You can't do that. I don't know. I just tell you.
Well, that's because you're obviously a very skilled teacher and you've gone through this journey on your own. I mean, you know, what you're saying is not, you know, that's, you until it comes from your whole lifetime of practice and cultivation, Shifu. It's like, it's really wonderful to see. But yeah, so many people don't have the humility, they have the arrogance, and they want people to follow them and show that they're the best. They're not trying to develop their students in the same way that you're talking about. Some are, I'm not saying that's not true, because there's many good teachers out there for sure. But for students that don't train in martial arts and they're interested, they really need to think about this as they're looking for a teacher in a school, somebody who really understands these things. You know, just because it's hard as a new student to find a good teacher in a good place. Sometimes, you know, it's easy.
Yeah, I know. Because of the internet.
Yeah.
We research things. We find some things because we don't have the experience. We think is what we want.
It's advertising.
Yeah, artisan. You know, I have a lot of students have really good education, you know, very, very famous, you know, university. They come with me. They say, Shifu, can you, you know, Qigong, can you healing me? Can you give me, you know, make me better energy, whatever? I say, why you don't close eyes, use your brain? If I can do this, I can pass my energy to you. It means I can go to bank machine, just take the money. I can suck the energy, suck the money with my hand. You know, I can go to street, take everyone's energy. I become Superman. We don't think the simple way to think. Sometimes education, for me, I tell my nephew, I say Chinese culture, not try to make you clever. Make you understand what human being is. Yeah. So when we're studying, go to university, whatever you're studying some sense, how do I say, like equipment, the computer, if computer cannot do the other stuff, the computer will go to the bin, correct? So if you're very good for banking, yeah? So people respect you because you make a lot of money. Yeah, but if you ask yourself, if I cannot banking, I'm not successful, if people respect me or not. So people use people's job to respect people. You are the cleaner, I'm not respect you. You are the builder, you just idiot, you know, you don't have brain, you know, whatever they think, you know. But the Schumann, we forgot one thing, the Schumann. When I come to UK, I'm a little bit arrogant because number one, I can't speak English. Number two, when I'm China, China didn't open. I didn't see different martial arts. Then after a while, I tell myself, Yanli, you need to accept, if you don't have aging face, if you don't study Kung Fu in Shaolin Temple in China, if you don't come to UK, not in the West country, you're in China, do you think people think you're special or not? The answer is there. I don't need anyone tell me. Answer is there already. I know what it is. Then I go to do the building work because I don't have a skill. I just carry the stone every day, 50 pounds, eight hours a day.
You work construction in the UK at first?
Yes. No, I want to.
Oh, you wanted to?
Because I want to find, if I don't do martial art, what can I do?
Oh, I see. So if you don't have the martial arts skill, you'd wanted to know how you could make a living.
Yes, exactly. We need to find ourselves. Arrogant.
Yeah. Right.
So everyone will lose their skill. The skill just, you want to get a skill. Don't use that skill to think. If people respect you because just that skill, it's not right.
That's right.
Yeah, so, because you're human.
Yeah, because you're human. So you're talking about all these qualities, though, like they're the human qualities, like humility, hard work, dedication, having a goal in life. But, you know, again, because our society is so much advertising, it's like you can't advertise these things. You can't see them. They're these inner qualities of what it means to be a human being. They're not flashy. They don't catch people's attention, and they take time to cultivate. Right. I can't just look at somebody and think, oh, that person is really dedicated, or they have humility, or they have some skill. It's like, because you can't see, they're just a person. You have to spend time with them, and that requires a relationship. And so much these days, like you said, people just get online and say, oh, there's the Kung Fu, there's the Tai Chi, it's going to heal my organs. And so they go for that because it's easy to put into words and advertise. But these skills you're talking about are really the fundamentals of all the practices, of whether meditation, Qigong, Tai Chi, the original philosophies of these people who came before us, that spent their whole lifetime cultivating patience, kindness, dedication, discipline. And so to see that in a teacher is not so easy at first, especially if you come from a culture that doesn't promote those things. Like, you know, can you get, you know, do you have a successful life just because you practice humility or kindness? It's like, unfortunately, that's not easy to advertise, right?
Yeah, this reason, how do I say it? If everyone, same people say, be yourself, I tell my students, don't use that word, tell to me, be yourself. You need to find yourself first. Said recently I teach Zhou Quan form, you know, I say I take 20 class, teach you 34 movement. I don't need to take 20 hours, so more than 20 hours, because each class more than 1 hour. I say I do this because reason I want to use the Zhou Quan form to let you find your weakness, because you must do this. I want you to find what things useful to help your life, important. So when people do the training, the yoga, they're very flexible. Yeah, but when they don't do the Kung Fu, they're rubbish. Why? Because they're only training their body, you don't use it. You do stretching, kick. You do stretching for what? We do martial arts, we do stretching, we want to make our kick sharp. No matter how much stretch you do, if you don't kick, it didn't mean you're flexible. Your body like no strength, like noodle. Not soft, but it was full. So we don't. Yeah. When I'm teaching, I've seen you said, when people need to find someone, you need to spend time. I'm the person is, you want to know me, you need to spend time with me. If you think I'm rude, I'm rude. Depends where you think. Because when you speak truth, always rude, because you tell the people truth. Yeah. I have motion too. When I have motion, I will use my motion to talk, but at least I know next time I will change, you know. I'll control longer, don't use my emotions. Yeah. It's no one perfect. Yeah. So I'm just saying is, you know, when you're training, same, I like still like meditation because I'm your adult. I like him because I like his skill. I don't like his person. I like his skill. He training really hard, you know, but I don't like his mind, what he's thinking, the sense. In my mind, never become a hero again because this animal, if you rape a woman, I hate this kind of sense, you know?
Yeah. Well, we see this a lot in the martial arts scene and stuff. These people, they're so loud and they're yelling and they're the best. And there's a lot of arrogance. The inner qualities aren't there. It's just the fighting, nothing else.
Because the reason is because it's money, yeah? If we lose money, it's people even know there. Yeah? So, same, I tell my students, when you go to Thailand, London, when you go to the mixed martial arts people or Thai boxing people, they go with, always have similar sense, similar kind of people, have cartoon everywhere. If they don't say fuck, they can't talk. You know, they're just all same. Yeah. But didn't mean it's all bad people there. It's because everyone looks this. But you ask yourself, what do you want from these poor people? You want to be them, you want to learn skill. You say, I just want to learn skill. You just learn skill, forget what's not the good, not the bad sense. You need to focus on what you want. I have some students, they say, Shifu, my master tell me, don't like me, go somewhere to learn with other masters. I say, tell you, you ask him, are you number one or not? You are not number one. Nobody is number one. Yeah. I don't like this kind of people. I tell my students, my job is open door, make you wake up. Then you find you own way. Not hold you, but also don't hold me. Don't rely on me as well, because, you know, you need to find a different. Same you said, UFC people, you know, they're shorting, blah, 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 you know, do different things. Yeah. So, because, why? Because they're scared. They're scared, you know. When you see me when I'm young, I'm same. Because I'm very poor family, come, and people don't respect me. What I do, I don't have money. People wear nice clothes, I wear rubbish clothes. Anger. I try to make them scared. When they're scared, they show the respect, but not real. It's not real from their heart. Yeah, I understand. Since I'm young age, I know I'm not this kind of person. I just pretend. I want to make people scared, you know. They're scared, you know. This man, don't touch him. He got trouble. He's a troublemaker. I can't judge the UFC fight. I don't know what's inside. Well, I don't know their background. Yeah. I'm saying to you, sometimes we either see something maybe not true because we don't know the background. You know, you see, I see one last this year or what, one, I don't know what's called, you know, he had big bear fight lightweight. He fight someone, you know, he never lost. He very arrogant. Can't remember the name. One Brazilian man fight with his rebound, near locked out. But, you know, he said because he got the kids, I don't want his father look like stupid. I just want to say, fuck you, you know. You just can't. This man's strong, you know. He, you're not pretend. You just make an excuse. Yeah. I'm just saying because we talk, you know. If I just tell what I see. Yeah, it's not. He just try to, they're scared. Everyone's scared to lose. Yeah. But good fighters, they want to win, they can win. They want to lose, they also can lose as well. They know when they need to win, when they need to lose. This is, we call warrior. So, you know, you control. Sometimes win didn't mean win. If someone time win mean lose. Sometimes lose mean win. This is a concept, philosophy, it's life. Sometimes you need to ask, what do you win? What do you win? What do you get? Yeah, you get money. Money will lose because you will use them. You know, money will know. Not money at the moment belong to you, only you use belong to you. If you don't use, also not belong to you. If you waste, also not belong to you. So we said make money need some luck, you know, some conditioning, you know, opportunity, whatever it is. Use money is a skill because you have it ready. How to use it is your decision. Maybe you make not your decision, it's a team, you know, everyone maybe make for you. But when you use money, it's your decision how to use it. Someone use money to buy a woman, buy drugs, buy a nice car, buy the expensive things. At the end of the day, this not belong to you, all disappeared. You see lots of rich people, they give they help the charity, they give the money out. Why? It's not just they can't because they don't need. And they're inside, I don't know what they feel, you know. Same me, I teach people for this kind of money, if I only teach them to push up, I just feel it's not deserve that money. It's not. I don't want to do that. It's waste. I don't want to do that. Yeah? Basically, I want to say, you know, the life, when you're doing things, you need to make your feet on the ground. You know exactly what you need. You buy the expensive car. Do you need the expensive car or not? Yeah. Maybe that time because you want to be cool. Trust me, when you're 80, 90, lying on the bed, it's all rubbish there. Yeah. You're all there. I don't know. It's my personal thinking.
It's a good point because when you're laying on the bed and you're 80 or 90, those inner qualities you developed will be with you. The kindness, the discipline, all that will be there, but the cars and all the other things are gone. But you as a human being, your story is there, how you lived your life.
You know, I know one woman, she's a nun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a lot, I don't know what her name, even I don't know who is she, I just know the story. Then she go to the war. Happen. This woman go to the war, two countries stop the war because a woman come. You see, the most soft person have the most strong power. It's like soft is another way I'm said, soft is power. You doesn't matter how physically you're strong. It's slow in this culture. What I said, when you become champion, you are the target. They want to beat you. Because they want better than you. This means when you become champion, this thing in life will go down. We say life, when I'm teaching a summer camp, I give example, yeah? I just want to explain to you. Last 2 days, for example, training 12 days, last 2 days, no, finished. Very soft, go down. Why? Because I don't want to make the cup full. I don't want to push the limited. When you push the limited, most people will crush. They say, look, I do this hard training. After that, we will never do again. Better you make them have hunger. Oh, I still have energy. I can do more. Then when they go home, they continue. This is my teaching style. In the life is the same. Doesn't matter who are you? When you come to top level, you will go. Yeah. I'm not talking about martial arts. The Chinese said, when you life, never make yourself become top. When you come to limited, you stop. Because you are not target. Your life will be easy. We talked about this about before. No, the war. If you reach the man in the war, before have the war, nowhere safe, what's happened? You will be get killed because you got money. People will target you. If you're just normal, you're not very rich, you're just middle, lot of target, you're not just one target, a lot. It's not a good example. Basically, is if you're so arrogant, it means you die. Finished. If you're so humble, also it's not good.
Yeah.
I tell my students, make your kindness sharp. You need to be able to say yes, also you need to be able to say no. Kindness didn't mean yeah. Kindness sometimes mean no.
Well, yeah, there's boundaries. You know yourself, what you need and what you don't need.
Yes, I say when you're on the street, same. My nephew asked me, say, uncle, so you people beg me money, do you think I need to give it or not? I say, if you that time you feel suffer, you give. If you don't feel you don't need to give, you don't have to. Yeah. You follow your human, you follow that moment, you feel. And yeah, also, you know, in China, the truly we culture, we teach kindness is for top level people, government. Because I just want to say this because it is the teacher is important as well. You are the leader. The government also for country the leader. If the government is not kind, this means this country finished. The government, the worst government, they're not kind. They try to teach people don't have power, be kind. They use money to buy weapons to kill people. They tell the poor people, can you give us money to buy the weapon to kill other people? Said because we will save our country. Hey, it's not. You didn't. I said I'm reading a lot of Chinese traditional book, the culture books. Yeah, I suddenly understand the kindness need to have power. So you need to make yourself strong. Then your kindness will be strong. Country is wrong. You know, people should have. People ask homeless people be kind. They have nothing there. You want them to be kind, you know, but you got everything. You are not kind. I don't know my words. It makes sense or not. Yeah. I use my human feelings. Yeah. I don't care. Because when you have human feelings, you will not do something horrible. You will not.
So what you keep saying about your heart and being human feelings, so this is what I'm calling being embodied or disembodied. So our culture is mostly seems to be disembodied. They're not in their body to feel. They don't feel. They're only thinking. Even when they're doing practice and stuff, it's just thinking. They're not feeling. And so they're not making human connection with one another or themselves. So they sit down to meditate. They're like, they just doing because somebody told them, but they don't really have a reason why. They don't feel it. And they do their practice, but they don't feel it. They do the Qigong, but they don't feel it. They're just thinking, oh, I have to move like this and then do like this and follow that, but they don't have any feel.
Well, the reason is because they, when you do some things, you want some things. Yeah. So when you want something, you want that thing to control you. You want meditation, the meditation control you because you want to get peace. The peace control you. If something control you, how do you get? You can't get. Correct? You call your dad the dad. Your dad didn't push you, call him dad. You are. You call him dad because he's your dad. You're never thinking. So people research, they want to do Qigong. They say the meditation make me calm. Why they cannot make me calm? Out, so meditation control you. So we never, because you don't know yourself, you know, you don't know yourself. You when you find that, give you example, you say I want to go to best university, but you never work, you never training, you never put effort in. Do you think that something will come? The people give you directly that meditation can make you peaceful. You never think how, you never train into how, you always think why I can't. Because you didn't do enough, yeah? Same, you with me is good friend. For example, yeah, I help you. Yeah, I help you. One day I'm suffering, I say, fuck you, why you don't help me? But you don't know it's two things. I help you is my, from me. You help me must from you. Because I want something, because I help you, the result is I want, let on, you can help me. Even you don't think, but your mind is make the seeds inside ready. This is the reason you're angry. So you think another way, I help him because I want to help. He help me, not help me, it's his business. Why I'm angry with someone, you know, they're not me. So this is kindness. Kindness not want to return. We want them to return. We want to do meditation, return peaceful. Correct? We want peaceful. You training, you want to lose weight, you want to know how long it takes you. The time is control you. So this life, this reason someone they're very successful, someone not. Someone just do. They just do. They know why they do it. They not keep asking why. They just do. They just go. Until it's strange. We age old enough to know more you want, more you can get. How you panicking? You man not you don't give your body space. You hold desire make your mind full. Does it answer your question or no?
Yeah, it answers the question. It's such a simple thing, but it seems to be so confusing, and most people are they don't have it. They just using like you. This makes so much sense. What you just said, I really like it. That the meditation and the qigong, the gong fu can become a tool to use you. You're not actually using it in the way it was intended to use, like to help you develop your own thing. Instead, you become a slave to these things. It's just one more thing that's controlling you rather than because people don't have the self-confidence or the personal responsibility to bring these things in to help them on their own journey. Instead, they have no journey, so they follow meditation journey, and then they become a slave of that because it's not their journey. Somebody told them it was good for them, so they think it's good. They go that way, but they don't actually understand why they're doing it.
Exactly. You think I'm very clever? I'm joking.
Very, very clever, but Shifu, you're so practical.
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying I hardly go into school. Yeah. My family always ask me some things. He said, Yanli, you always thinking opposite way, different. Because it's nothing about you going to school or not. You can't, school didn't teach you anything. Yeah, for life. Yeah. They just focus on what number you have. This is life, not going for numbers. Yeah, exactly. You see, the people easy to understand when I talk to you, you know. You want some things. If you just want, you just try to get it. But don't let that want control you. You get or you don't get, the result is there. You ready? You want to get? You get or don't get all results. Two results there. Don't be upset. Same, you reach your dream. You reach or reach, doesn't matter. Your journey is your journey. We are the passenger. Everyone is a passenger. We only have one way. Since you're born, you're going to die step by step. Yeah. Someone longer, someone shorter, just this. So this reason life, you cannot, I tell my students, someone say, Shiva, I never have good luck. I say, if you say you never have good luck, you have good luck already because look, you still can talk, you not die. You just mean the luck is behind you, you don't know when. Yeah, life is the same. I'm also complain, I don't have any luck. Nobody help, every day I do by myself. But you do by yourself, you're stronger. This is luck. If someone help you, maybe you cannot come to that level. Life is more, you understand sense, you enjoy in life. Enjoy life means you understand the sad sense, horrible sense, negative sense happen. You know that's just normal. It's just journey. You need not be bothered. When your sense happen, same you training, the hard training, half you have to do, you have to do. You don't say this suffering. You never say this suffering. This is your journey. You have to do this way. So you're not to blame someone. You're not. It's for me, it is, you know. I'm the youngster in the family. I have three brothers, three sisters. I'm the youngest one. But on the day, I'm looking after them. Yeah. So I'm angry because why nobody look after me? Sometimes it's not fair. Yeah. But the problem is you ask yourself, you want. You want because that is your brother, your sister, your parents, you want. Their return, not return, is their sense. Why careful? In the day, when you lie on the bed, you will suffer. If you be able to help them, you don't. Same, you see one person, you can save their life. You didn't do it. If you are a human being, you will be guilty. The guilt is killing, suffering, yeah? And I tell myself, I'm naked, come out the life, clean body. When I die, I won't have a clean body as well. Yeah? And I also tell my students, you know, why are we together? I don't know you. Why are you with me together? We talk. the soul. People do not people, soul not the soul. It's soul, something make we together because martial arts, the soul. Yeah, we together. Martial arts catch you, catch me, then we meet. Yeah, I tell my students the same. Sometimes you meet someone, have reason, sometimes have no reason. Someone just come here teaching you something. Someone maybe come and just give you one punch, you know. All have a reason, not today. I don't know which day, one day. Yeah, so anything happen in your life, the problem, good things, bad things, you tell yourself, oh, good. They have a reason to come, you know. That must have a reason, you just don't know. Yeah, but you don't need to find the reason because reason will come out when time ready. Yeah, same training, same. You training, you find your weakness, you just deal with same problem, you just deal with your problem, you keep going, keep going. Yeah. Same sense when you're young, you when you're baby, you jump that higher, it's difficult. Yeah. When you're teenage, it's just one step. Easy. Yeah. You, when you're little girl or little, you think that's big jump. When you're teenage, this is nothing. It's no jump. Yeah. So we sometimes problem, we put it in our eyes. Front, too much. So this reason you still in your mind every day. Put far away, you, even you can't see it. This is the problem. So we don't. It's because why we can't do that? Because we are mind. We are mind not strong. You know, we think. I give example. Yeah, we run the short time in UK. We are with my brother. My brother on that school. I don't. Then government want to take. Any reasons, I just tell him, why you care? I say, you only do everything you can. If they take, they take. Yeah, if you fight for these things, you know, you think belong to you, you keep fight. You need to ask yourself, when you have this, do you respect, do you push it or not? Sometimes life is so strange. When you have something, you not push it. When you lose, you want to fight. When you fight, you get back, you still not push it.
Yeah.
Isn't it right?
Yeah, the appreciation, yes.
Same relationship. You argue with your wife, your girlfriend, whatever it is. One day you make peace, you forget about it. Next day you will keep going on, 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 on. So you don't forget, I love someone, and you love their weakness as well. Why you always target her weakness all the time? So this means don't love her. You love her, they can do something for you. You know, you don't love her, the weakness, you don't. So forget about it. If you don't love her weakness, just leave. Let that go. Life is the same. Your problem have you have to deal. Yeah. If you think you cannot be able to deal, let that go. Don't be stubborn. Let that go. Because your ability is not enough to deal with these problems. But don't let that problem kill you. One day, when 2-3 years later, when you see that problem, same problem happen again, you will because you grow. It didn't run away. You just make the problem there. You let on you deal with. But we don't have patience. Then we can't deal, we don't deal. Yeah? We don't run away, we run away. This reason, successful people or not successful people, they must have a reason. You see someone, my students say, hey, this man, I don't like him. He's stupid. You know, why he's successful? He must put a lot of effort that you can't see. Yeah? We don't. The people talk, they don't do things. People doing things, they don't talk much. I think I'm talking too much.
No. Thank you. I don't want to keep you on longer than I know your day is very busy, Shifu. I really thank you for doing this. Is there any final things you want to say that you didn't get to say?
I really want to say, you know, when people training, whatever you do, didn't mean martial arts, anything you do, you need to use these things become your daily life. If, for example, you do the training for Qigong, Qigong is try to make your organs stronger. How to show your organs stronger? So you can, before you cannot work in for 20 minutes, now you can work in for 20 minutes. Yeah. Before you cannot run, now you'll be able to run. Yeah. Before you cannot play football with your child, now you can. If you do Qigong that didn't from physically help you, it's mean you didn't get benefit. Don't tell me mentally get benefit. You physically you can't get, mentally you also can't. Because this is movement. Movement, if mentally, why then use a movement for? Movement for open your body and your mind. same when you're training exactly when you need how do I say it? You need to find yourself, find your weakness. Which teacher can let you find your weakness and I can help you to conquer with your weakness? This is a good teacher. It's not where he wants to be, it's where it suits for you. Is that right? Same. I tell my students at the moment I teach you guys do this, stretching, you know. I never do stretching. I never do by myself when I'm training by myself. I don't do because I'm kick every day. Why I need to do that stretch? Yeah. I'm kicking each stretch since my young age. I do stretching. I make stretching exercise for my students, not for me. You understand? I not tell people follow my way because you guys not start from my way. The good teacher is give you different way to do, that you find your own way. It didn't mean this is my way. Yeah? The good better teacher teach this is my way, you know? But your way not suitable for them. Yeah, this I want to tell my students. Any people do the exercise the same. When life the same, life don't be stubborn. Life, the things happen, always have two way. You need to think two way, not just focus one way. Suitable for you. I just said before, we want to make ourselves better. How do you make yourself better? Make excuse or blame someone. Only two way. Don't have another way. You never blame yourself. Okay.
Thank you so much, Shifu. It was a pleasure.
I hope I didn't talk too much.
No, not at all. This is wonderful.
I hope this helped.
Okay, Shifu. Thank you so much. I appreciate.
Okay, you have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.